That's our theme music for this year. And that can only mean one thing. Well, it can mean two things. One, Penguin basketball.
What's the second?
Forrest Hunt is on the air.
Okay.
All right, welcome in, everybody. After a pretty tough loss for the ladies, we're hoping the Penguin men can correct things. Hawaii Pacific men and the Dominican men are both looking for their first conference victory, Forrest. And it would be nice if Booker D. Harris and his first year associate head coach, Jonathan Wills, and the assistant in his first year, Keith Lye, could get their first win. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, it would, and if you look at the standings, Hawaii Pacific in the conference standings is the only team that's below the Penguins right now because the Penguins have lost. They're 0-2. Hawaii Pacific's 0-3, though the Penguins are the only team in the conference without an overall win. So that's the outlier right now. That's what you and I are looking at thinking. It'd be nice to not see a zero in front of that win column anymore.
All right, everybody. I guess they're going to do the national anthem twice tonight for us. They never do that.
I don't know. I guess so.
All right. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, very good. Very good. National anthem. Forrest and I both love the national anthem.
That's why we don't mind when they play it twice.
No, that's true. It
means it's game time to me.
On the night they play it twice, Forrest and I are in heaven. 20 minutes overhead. Booker T. Harris and the guys against the Sharks from Hawaii Pacific under Darren Vorderbrugge. Last time they were in the house was last March during the tournament. And for the Sharks, Nima Namdar, the 6'2" senior out of Sandy, Utah. He'll be out there with Ronald Blaine, the 6'5" senior out of McDonough, Georgia. Daniel Melifonwu.
There it is. You look at it initially and you think, what the?
The 6'10 senior out of San Diego. And David Rollins, the 6-foot junior from Dayton, Ohio. And rounding things out is Jacob Foy, the 6'4 sophomore out of Newcastle, Australia. For Booker T. Harris, in his ninth season, the Penguins looking for their first victory. We'll be sending out CW2, Christopher Williams II, the 6'2" junior out of Anaheim. He'll be out there with Jalen Ragsdale, Rags the 6-foot junior out of Stockton. And they welcome out Jordan Williams, the 6-foot junior from Moreno Valley. Sam Averbuck, the senior at 6'5" out of Santa Rosa. And Lazar Jurovic, the 6'8" senior out of Doboj, Serbia. That's how they pronounce it in some parts of the world.
Is it?
It is.
It's not Doboj?
Well, only this part of the world.
Okay. So it is,
it's in other parts of the world, it's Doboj.
That's interesting. I like that.
I made it up, but with conviction, you believed me.
Makes me want some dinner rolls or something.
20 minutes overhead. I can't wait. I've been waiting on this all day. I've been so excited. For the Penguins against Daniel Melifonwu. I do believe Jurovic is going to get the tip, and it is Melifonwu against Jurovic, as I suspected. Williams, Rags, Williams, Averbuck, and Jurovic in the middle. And we're ready for a tip, everybody, and it's tipped out by Melifonwu, the 6'10" senior out of San Diego. Penguins on defense as the Sharks attack the northern hoop here at the Conlon Center. Off to our right. Working down low. Penguins have a lot of defense. Melifonwu drives and goes for the two-handed hammer jam, but it's stripped away by Jurovic. And the Penguins take it to the other end. Rags out on the wing to Averbuck. Jay Will. His winter haircut going. And here comes Rags with a low bounce pass. Right into the hands of Ronald Blaine. Blaine takes it the distance and bounces it off the window. And takes advantage of the Ragsdale miscalculation in the paint. 2-0 Sharks. We'll try it again.
They have Blaine at 6'5 and Melifonwu at 6'10. There's not much of a height difference between those two.
Jordan Williams fires a three from a mile and a half out. Straight away, missed it right. Inside of 19 minutes in the first half, everybody. Soft. Oh, brother, the sky hook. Dr. J style by Ronald Blaine does not go. The only difference is Dr. J made those. Right side, Averbuch fires a three, and he missed it left from the right wing. Melifonwu with the rebound. Foy, top of the key, gets it over to Blaine. Three ball by Nima Namdar and whistles. And the foul is committed by Ronald Blaine on the down. Still 2-0 with 18:23 to go in the first half.
Winter break, Stu, not many students here, but the faculty get to have a little bit of fun. Spencer Shamo is on the squeegee tonight here in game two. You saw Torrey Johnson was on it in game one.
Yeah, I did.
Soren's on the overhead.
That's right. We've got Soren O'Connell from Penguin Radio doing the overhead. Lazar Jurovic has it stripped away. Goes into the hands of Jordan Williams, who has it blocked away. So the Penguins could two shots on goal. Neither one of them left the hands. Down low, Melifonwu. Intended for Blaine, and it goes out, and Jurovic's left shoulder is hurt.
Tommy's getting ready to come in. I don't know if it was for Lazar, but it is now.
Tommy Faustka with his first minutes tonight.
Lazar's got a stinger, I think.
Faustka out of Castro Valley, a 6'6" junior. In place of Lazar Jurovic. Right side, Jay Will against David Rollins. Jay Will's too tough on him. Ronald Blaine now has the top of the key. Left side, Foy. Deep three, nothing. Ragsdale with the floating rebound to Jay Will. Oh, man, this is a big physical game so far. CW2, corner three is deep. Namdar, the 6'2 senior out of Sandy, brings it up and travels with it to the timeline. Welcoming everybody listening worldwide on Penguin Radio, our 20th year on the air with Penguin Athletics, right here at the Conlin Center, and everyone watching on the Stretch Network. Stuart Horn, Forrest Hunt, Dominican. CW2 goes between the legs, not once, not twice. Off to Averbuch, left wing. He's missed another one. Gets Sam to zero in on that thing. And he's tough, but he's missed two. Blaine misses a soft jumper. That's two sky hooks that got out of his hand. Tipped away by Foy, loose ball. Foy comes up with it right side. He bounces off of Ragsdale, and David Rollins with the deuce. Other side, Averbuch answers, 4-2, Penguins trail. 16:36, Rollins brings it up, the 6-foot junior out of Dayton, Ohio. To Moore Park College, 16:25 to go. Blaine down low, draws a whistle. And it's a travel. He was low in the left paint for us and looked back up over his right shoulder as Blaine takes a breather. Tavon Tarpley, a 6'4" junior out of McLean, Virginia, enters the game. Tarpley wearing Willie Mays' old number, 24. Fauska sets a screen for Ragsdale. Soft jumper. And I don't know if it was tipped, but it didn't get any rim at all. Foy brings it up very quickly to Rollins. Now the top of the key. Now Namdar. Now back over to the new entry, Tarpley. High dribbling Namdar. Chidozi Ndu, the 6'11" junior. So if 6'10" wasn't enough for you, Forrest, in Melifonwu, they give Melifonwu a break, and they bring in Chidozi Ndu, a 6'11" junior from Nigeria. We haven't seen a lot of 6'11s over the years.
Well, and what a luxury, too. He handled the ball there for a second, seemed like he handles it pretty nicely, and what a luxury to go from 6'10", your starting center, to a guy that's your backup in the 6'11".
15:46 to go, everybody. Jurevic is stretching out that left shoulder, and you'll know if that shoulder's feeling okay because Jurevic will be re-entering. 4-2 Sharks, timeout on the floor, 15:46. Penguin Radio Worldwide.
Neither team can make a shot right now. It seemed like we were 2-0 for the first 3.5 minutes or so. Penguins couldn't get it across half court without throwing it away, and the Sharks got every chance they wanted underneath the bucket from within 5 feet and couldn't get it through the hole.
All right, both squads are back out on the floor, and Chidozie Endu, the 6'11 junior out of Lagos, Nigeria, is back out on the floor.
Transfer from Sam Houston State.
Penguins counter with Tommy Fauska at 6'6".
He's a mean one, though, down low if you get him in a physical matchup, Fauska. Yeah.
Fauska's a first-year man for Booker and has been doing great work. Penguins on defense now. Right side, Foy. No way. He cannot penetrate against CW2. And Fauska with a big steal against Nam Dard bounces it off of his own foot. Sharks get it back off the baseline. Shot from close range. Tarpley, no. Penguins can't get the rebound. Rollins drives in. Nam Dard, nothing. Top of the key, they reset. Foy thinks about it. Driving in, off the window, easy bucket, 6-2.
He's left-handed. They made him go right, and it looks like Foy practices that right-handed layup as much as he does his left.
You had an 86-mile-an-hour fastball, right? Could you throw it left-handed?
Absolutely not. I
couldn't throw it 25 miles an hour left-handed.
The plate's...
Soft jumper, right side, Jay Will, not close.
The plate's 17 inches wide, and including the batter's boxes, what you say, about 3 or 4 feet maybe wide. I probably couldn't even get it over that.
Yeah, it'd be tough. Foy, long three, top of the key. 22.5 feet, 9-2 as it falls. Ragsdale brings it up, left side. Up against the 6'4" sophomore, Foy. Jay Will, 360 spinner around Rollins. To Ragsdale, who's got that burst of speed. Endu against Tommy, who banks off of him. And Endu with a foul. Tommy goes flying, but Chidozie Endu, the 6'11 junior, has such a monumental pterodactyl-like wingspan that his arm just, as Tommy went up, his arm just came down on Tommy's head.
That's a great job by Tommy with the pump fake, too, getting Endu to leave his feet. But if I'm Endu, if I'm 6'11", going on a guy that's 6'5", 6'6", why even jump? Like you said, his wingspan, he probably reaches up to about 8 feet, something like that. I mean, seriously,
no.
Why leave your feet?
Yeah, exactly. Tommy makes the first one, 9-3 on the way, and he misses the second. Penguins cannot pull it down. The rebound by Tavon Tarpley. Rollins to the right side to Foy as they work way outside. Nam Dard, long deuce, nothing. Endu tried to get a hand on it and a jump ball between Nam Dard and Fauska. Tommy doesn't like the call.
And the ball was still rolling around, it looked like.
That was very quick on the jump call. Dominican's going to get the ball back either way.
Now they have to deal with that full court pressure, though. That ball squirts out. They may have numbers going up the floor.
Fauska at midcourt. Averbuck will bring it in. Referee's talking about it. 9-3, Penguins trail with 13:50 to go in the first. And now the Sharks retreat.
Maybe they thought it was their possession.
Could be. Inbounds, Jay Will bring it up right in the middle of the circle. 13:45, he drives left side, it goes up against Tarpley, and the foul is on Namdu. So Endu, not Namdu, but Chidozie Endu, the 6'11 junior, picks up his second, and now he's gone. So Trey Chapman comes in his place. Chapman, a 6'8" freshman out of Healdsburg. Forrest, you know where that is.
Yeah, it's about 20 minutes north of my house.
Right side to Jay Will. Mateen here, Bod, has entered the game left wing. Jay Will right side with five. Backs up four. Three on the way. Oh, he missed another three from. But this one is close. He's starting to zero in a little bit. Tarpley drives the lane and whistles all over the place. And the foul is committed by Sam Averbuch. We've got 2 minutes for us with no scoring. 9-3 still.
How about you mentioned Chapman, who came into the game, the 6'8 freshman. He's, you'd say, the third string center after Melifonwu and Endu. A third string center at 6'8". That still matches the tallest guy the Penguins have at first string. At the center position.
Tavon Tarpley misses the first, and he makes the second.
Not much production from that center position, though.
13:09, the clock rolls. 10-3, Penguins trail. Averbuch at the top of the key. Both teams looking for their first conference victory. Foul committed. I don't know who was committed by.
30, Ryan Godges.
Ryan Godges, a 6'1 freshman out of Santa Barbara, picks up his first. Tommy tries to get around Trey Chapman. And he charges. And here comes Jurevic. So Lazar's back in there. We got to keep an eye on that left shoulder.
It looked like he got a shoulder to the top of that tricep, maybe just a stinger. Give him a little massage. It's a nice way to get a massage.
10-3. Rollins brings it up. The Penguins trail by a touchdown. Godges like out on the left wing. Gets it off to Foy. And he walks with it. Or he charges
like
with
it. Off-ball foul. HPU's having some trouble at the center position, Stu. That was on Chapman. That's the fourth foul by the center position tonight, that big number five man.
Lachlan Viney, a 6'2" freshman, has entered the game along with John Ketchell, a 6-foot junior out of Discovery Bay out on Highway 4, along with the return of Blaine. Lazar down low, Lazar off the window, and Lazar made it look easy. The old step around and skyhook falls, and now it's a 5-point ball game, Sharks.
Best point about that is it was his left hand. Means the left shoulder is probably feeling pretty good.
That's a very good observation. Blaine down low. Blaine against Averbuch. Blaine wins the battle. So physical. Averbuch took it in the chin. Blaine still scored. 12-7. Tommy gets ready to re-enter. 12:03. And Ragsdale to the line. Who's the foul on? Booker standing in front of me once again. I miss half the plays.
He just went out of bounds.
Okay.
HPU, pretty good showing tonight in the crowd. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Especially behind us.
Yeah, you're right. There's as many HPU fans as there are Dominican fans here. Inbounds to Ragsdale. 12-5, the Penguins trail in a timeout on the floor, 11:56. Media timeout for us.
NCAA D2 men's basketball and Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And somebody's going to walk out of here with a good feeling and a good taste in their mouth tonight, getting their first conference win, but the other is going to sit at the bottom by themselves. And that's not a pretty good feeling, as Coach Booker T. Harris and his guys not only looking for their first conference win, but their first win overall this year. What was that?
I don't know.
That was violent.
That was. 11:56 to go. People are very serious around here for
Well,
us.
You know.
It's a very serious atmosphere. Totally understand. Hawaii Pacific's men, as opposed to, well, the Hawaii Pacific's are 0-3. Dominicans are 0-2, so statistically, Hawaii Pacific in the standings is at the bottom. Yeah. Penguins are right there at 0-2 in the conference. Hilo 1-3, and of course at the top is Point Loma 4-0. A 4-0 start. Penguins are 0-2. Looking for their first conference W. Ragsdale in the corner. Ragsdale drifts in softly from close range. And Ragsdale delivers a masterful left-handed drifter. 11:40 is the clock rolls.
He's got to get going if this offense is going to get going.
5-point ball game tipped away from Blaine by Tommy. Foul. Fauska picks up his second. And we're not even out of the first quarter. Ronald Blaine to the line, the 6'5 senior out of McDonough, Georgia. Transfer from Grossmont Community College in San Diego. Grossmont up Highway 8 over by Jack Murphy Stadium. Right there. A little bit east of San Diego up in the hills.
I wonder what they're doing with that place now. I know San Diego State plays football there.
First one by Blaine misses way right, and the second one is perfect. Tommy brings it in, and Jay will bring it up. And he does. Xavier Williams has come in for the good old DUs. On the right wing. Looking for a screen out of Jurevic, but can't find it. So they get it off to Ragsdale, who gets it and walks with it. When you accept the pass, you can't take a step before you begin the dribble. And Rags ran with it just a half a step, just an instant. Too long did he hold the ball, and now whistles. 11:13 on the clock. They want to put 25 on the shot clock. And the game clock at 11:08. So just a slight adjustment. 13-7, low scoring game so far. A lot of action. Big time under the bucket. Ragsdale on defense up against Ketchel. Ketchel has to throw it away. Rags just too much on him. Melifonwu has re-entered. And CW2 is going to get called over the top of Melifonwu. I got to give CW2 props to go over the top of the 6'10 Melifonwu. Went right over the top of him and reached up to block it away. Well, it was called against Melifonwu, but Lachlan Viney is on the line. And Viney was way long. The play was Melifonwu. I don't know how Viney got it unless it was off ball. So CW2 takes a breather. And Averbuck with Rags, J. Will, Tommy, and Jurevic for Booker. 10:42, the clock rolls. 7-point game. J. Will runs it in, and he's fouled, and he is fouled, and it's on Ketchel. Ketchel had not come set. J. Will high dribbling through the lane. Pounds into Ketchel, and that's his first. 14-7, get the Penguins within a half dozen if J. Will can make it, and he does. And now it's 14-8.
It's been a lot of shots put up in the first 9 and a half minutes. For it to be this low of a score overall.
Make sure I audition. And J. Will knocks them both down. 14-9. Penguins creeping back. Down by a fin. Apropos with Sharks here. Mm. Ketchel calls timeout as he got pinched between Ragsdale and Averbuck. 10:27. To go, 14-9, Penguins trail, but momentum shift. comes and goes.
It comes and goes, and right now it seems on both sides, both teams have had it shift to their side, and nobody's really been able to grab and hang on. You grab it and then a turnover, or grab it and then a foul slows the play. We've had 12 fouls already in the first 9.5 minutes. This has been a very slow, we're almost crawling at this point. It seems like every possession and a half, there's a stoppage in play for whatever reason.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment. It seems very like a very slow-moving ball game, and yet, for those of us that are here to witness it, there's just a ton of action. 10:27 to go.
Very physical.
Ketchel takes it in the backcourt, and we're back underway. Ragsdale's against him. Ragsdale is just so tough on defense. He's so fast. Clearly one of the quickest Penguins ever in the Conlin Center in 20 years. So fast. Ketchel drives in, two on the shot clock on the way. A dead shot clock. But it hit the rim and Blaine comes up with it. So a reset for the Sharks, and the Penguins' inability to box out gets him again. Melifonwu to Blaine. Ketchel, right side, drives to the right elbow. Blaine launches the three. Long two. 16-9. 9.5 to go as Jay Wills got it. Oh, he bounced it off the foot of Melifonwu to Averbuch with the limp wrist. Sam buries the tray. It's a 4-point ball game. 9:20 to go. Ketchel brings it up. Into the corner, Ketchel thinking three after a good toss from Viney. Viney has to retreat between the circles. Viney is a 6'2" freshman who gets it off to Blaine, top of the key, and that is a three, 19-12. Forrest, take it.
Inside of 9 minutes, Penguins bring it up. Ragsdale trailing by 7, 8:45 overhead. Exactly, Ragsdale straight away. Has two Sharks on him. Bounce pass left side, Averbuch on the wing, 15 to shoot. Jordan Williams takes it now, spins around one man, drives in, dribbles back out. Averbuch dumps inside to Yurvich. Backing down the defender, it's poked away. And who comes up with it? The Sharks do. And that was Lachlan Viney on the steal, just taking it right away from Lazar. Far side, Sharks have both big men in here. Melifonwu has it, and Booker's screening myself. Kick out to Melifonwu's jump shot from the left elbow's no good. A rebound and a foul is called on the play. That'll be on Ronald Blaine.
And they wave the bucket off.
So Blaine, who got himself into position and got the putback, but he fouled a Penguin on his way there. That is his second personal, the team's seventh. So the Penguins will go to the free throw line for one and ones. And it'll be Tommy Fauska who will toe the line with the Penguins trailing by 7. Fauska's first is good. Just letting them hang. Who's letting who hang around is what I've been trying to figure out for the first about 12 minutes as Fauska misses his second and Tarpley pulls down the rebound. It seems like, are the Sharks letting the Penguins hang around or is it vice versa? It's kind of the momentum that we were talking about that nobody's really been able to grab and keep for more than one or two possessions as now the Sharks throw it away and it was tipped by Fauska, so keeping possession was Tarpley. He lets a three go and he hits it. 22-13, the Sharks lead by 9. What looked like a sure backcourt violation, then the ball was tipped by Fauska, giving Tarpley an opportunity to recover. 7:40 to go, first half. Ragsdale on the left wing, down low to Yurevich, bounce past Fauska on the left block, driving on the baseline, he tries to go up and over Tarpley, he does, count the basket. And Tommy Fauska will go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play opportunity.
Fauska is one of the most underrated Penguins, and he gets so much done and is a good clubhouse guy with 7.5 to go, 22-15. Falling into it, just buckling. I don't know how he got it to fall off the window, but Fauska has a little magic in those fingertips for us, and he showed it right there.
Media timeout, 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Penguins trail by 7. Fauska will have an opportunity to make it 6 after we come out of the timeout. And, well, maybe the momentum leaning a little bit toward our right, toward Booker T. Harris and his bench. The Penguins shooting 35%. And Hawaii Pacific shooting 47. The Penguins just with the 1 3-pointer made. That was by Sam Averbuch. As a team, they're 1 for 6. HP on the other side, they've hit 3, but not a good shooting percentage for the Sharks either from beyond the arc.
Points off of turnovers, HPU with 7. The Penguins only with a pair. In the paint, it's good for the DUs in that it's tied at 8. But second chance opportunities, that's where the towering stretched arms of Mella Fonwu and Chidozie Endu at 6'10 and 6'11. Second chance points, 0 for the Penguins, 4 for the HPUs. Bench points, 5-4 HPU. So while they're leading in all categories, they are tied for points in the paint.
Which I think, like you alluded to, that's a win when your biggest guy out there right now is Lazar Jurevich, and they got a guy at 6'11", 6'10". That are very active on the boards.
Yeah, Lazar with a bum wing. Although you wouldn't know it right now, but clearly he got a stinger early in this one as Tommy goes back to the line and Forrest is back on the mic.
Fauska with his only and one opportunity, and he missed it a little deep.
Fauska's 2 for 3 tonight. Check it. 2 for 5 tonight.
Namdar with the rebound. Rollins brings it up.
On the line.
7:15 left in the first half, 22-16. Penguins trailing, driving in and laying it in for the Sharks is Lachlan Viney. Making a 9-point Shark lead as we approach 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Picked up a little bit of speed and the pace of play here in the last couple minutes as Fauska spins into the lane and throws a dart at the chin of Jurevich, trying to dump it off and came in at 90 miles an hour, too much for Jurevich to handle.
Well, it was only 3 feet away. That was the problem.
He didn't necessarily hand it to him. More so threw it at him from 3 feet away. And Jordan Williams rips the ball away. Williams has himself a steal. Now he'll take it all the way up the floor. Dumped to Averbuch, who pump fakes, drives in, bounce pass Jurevich. Off the glass, and Lazar Jurevich makes it a 7-point Shark lead. What a nice pass.
It was just a great pass by Jay Will.
Namdar straight away, dribbles right, Ragsdale on him. Hands off, that's Viney all the way around the arc. Picks it up at the free throw line, bounce pass, Tarpley cutting inside, had it poked away. Rollins gets it back, and now here's Tarpley for 3, short, bounces twice off the rim, and Sam Averbuch picks it off the glass. Here's Ragsdale driving in the lane, left-handed, no good. Jurevich initially had it, and then had it poked away by Namdar. Tarpley bringing it up, kick into the corner, Namdar pumps. And now goes cross court on the far side to Viney. And in the far corner, Rollins has it. He'll pick it up, back out to Mella Fonwu. 15 to shoot, 15, 5, 35 make it overhead here in the first half. Driving in is Viney. He'll kick it into the paint. And that's a loose ball. It's picked up by Ragsdale. Taking it all the way, and he's fouled on his way to the bucket. But did the foul occur in the process of his shot? They're going to say that it...
No.
Didn't.
Yeah, they're giving him 2.
It did. So the foul is committed by Nima Namdar. That's his first personal, the team's 9th. That'll send Ragsdale to the line for 1-and-1s. And I'll tell you what, at full speed, it looked like the foul may have occurred before he picked up the dribble.
That's what I thought. That is exactly what I thought.
They'll shoot 1-and-1s, will Ragsdale.
Ragsdale, when he's in a full sprint, nobody tougher to guard.
First one's up, and it bounces off the rim to the right side. So no second attempt for Ragsdale. He missed the first. Free throw line, Chapman out to Namdar in the near corner, right in front of the Penguin bench. Ragsdale trying to trap him. The Sharks will kick it to Tarpley at the top of the key, and he's fouled. HP will have it underneath the bucket. Fouls on Romeo Mays. That's his first personal. 7th team foul for the Penguins, and that'll put Tarpley on the line for 1-and-1s. First one's up for Tarpley, and it's good. The 6'4 junior from McLean, Virginia. Awesome. 25-17, HP with the lead with 5:05 left in the first half. Tarpley's second is up, and it is through as well. Mays, Averbuck, Jordan Williams, Yurvich, and Ragsdale on the floor for Coach Booker T. Harris. With 5 minutes exactly, and Ragsdale's pass is tipped away. He gets it back, and he'll take it off the glass himself. But thank you for tipping my pass straight to me. I had a free run at the rim.
And a beautiful floater for Rags.
Tarpley on the right wing. HPU works it out to the far side beyond the arc, and a foul is called. That's going to be an offensive foul on Trey Chapman, the 6'8 freshman center.
You know, Forrest, I always have some crazy trivia for you.
Okay. That's a second personal on Chapman, by the way. That's the 10th team.
And
foul.
I know you enjoyed my trivia.
Yes,
from
I do.
Penguin wonderfulness past. As Romeo Mays wears number 5 out there, the very first bucket ever scored at the Conlin Center.
Jordan Williams cutting through the paint, tosses up almost a Hail Mary, hoping it went in, and it did. Penguins trail by 5. Tarpley gets a jumper to fall from 6 feet in the paint. It's 28-21.
The very first bucket ever scored at the Conlin Center was scored by Sean Scrooby in 2000, April 29th of 2000, number 5. Same as Romeo Mays.
It's got to be a good number to wear around here, number 5.
Can't be bad.
That was, you weren't 5. You wore number 4, did you not?
I did wear number 4.
Yurvich dumps over the defender from about 4 feet away, and those long arms gave him a nice, easy shot.
And you wore 42. Everybody knows Jackie Robinson.
No, I did not wear 42.
Oh.
Inside Chapman on the left block, working on Yurvich, who puts his shoulder in him. That's that bum shoulder.
No,
looks all right right now. Foy for 3, and he hits. 31-23, Penguins trail with 3.5 left in the first half.
Penguins are hanging tough. HPU looks very solid right now, but the DUs are well within reach.
Ragsdale drives in, stutter steps, off the glass, left-handed, no. Yurvich the putback, yes.
What a nice little finger roll for Yurvich to be in the perfect position. Boy, there's nothing like having your guy right there in case you miss it.
Foy on the right wing, the southpaw, tosses the Tarpley top of the key. 3 minutes exactly left in the first half. Penguins trail by 6, the 3 on the way. Is no good for HPU. Mays pulls down the rebound. Here goes Jordan Williams all the way up the floor to Averbuck near corner, and he runs right over Foy. And an easy call for the official there as Sam Averbuck commits the foul. Second personal, 8th team foul. Media timeout with 2:49 left to go. And here Jordan Williams coming to the bench. The Penguin bench thought maybe it was going to be a blocking foul on Foy, and you hear Jordan Williams say, no, that's a blatant charge, and I think we're both in agreement with that.
Well, I've never seen Jay Will leave the floor so loudly.
Yeah.
By the way, I noticed the great Katie Christensen and Alana Scott are here tonight.
Yes.
I talked to Scott in between games. She doesn't like to be recognized. She said, the women were having a tough time in the second half earlier tonight. And when I saw Alana, maybe you should throw on your Chuck Tees and maybe we get you out there. Strap them up and let's go. And she said, no, I've retired, period. Never going to play again. It's kind of sad when you think about it. The greatest three-point shooter in Dominican history. Greatest three-point shooter in the nation last year. Year before?
2 years ago. Yeah, 50.3%.
I don't want that to get in the way of a great story.
No.
Anyway, so she's out. She's
I was
going to
let
back.
It go until you. 50.3% led Division 1, 2, and 3.
Can you imagine shooting 50.3% for an entire season?
I can imagine it.
I can imagine it, but that's all I can do.
You can dream about it.
I certainly couldn't handle doing something like
most
that.
Dream about shooting 35%.
31-25, here's Forrest.
Walking it up the floor for HPU is David Rowland. He'll toss right to Foy on the wing.
Penguins Endu. Need a big stop right here.
Well, Endu's in there now. Speaking of big, far side, Namdar for 3. It rattles home. Bounce back and forth, pinballed around the rim 6 or 7 times before it went down. 2.5 minutes left in this first half, 34-25, and The Sharks have continued to flirt with that 9-point lead. That's their largest, and they have yet to get it to double digits, though they've been close.
Dominican leads 18-12 for points scored in the paint.
Jordan Williams, free throw, line kick out. Ragsdale on the far wing, driving in, goes up and around. Endu, what a move by Jalen Ragsdale. Gliding through the paint and somehow reaching around Endu to lay it in.
Endu is 6'11", fans. Jalen's 6 feet.
Three on the way from Namdar is no good, and we have a foul after the shot. That was on Lazar Jurevich in the paint holding Endu. First personal for Lazar.
Now, Forrest, we're going to see Endu on the line. And in years past, guys who are close to 7 feet have trouble shooting the free throws. I don't know why. I'm just saying.
Kevin Durant's 7 feet tall.
Kevin Durant is worth $20 million a year. And Endu, and with that stroke of his, is worth, I mean, he might be worth $20
million.
A perfect free throw from Endu.
Second one's good, too. Kevin Durant worth $20 million a year to clap on the bench because he's hurt. 150 first half. Jordan Williams from right to left across the logo. Tosses to Mays. Jurevich, left elbow, dumps inside to Xavier Williams. The lefty goes right-handed. His reverse layup's no good. 135 left. Namdar
clean
up quickly.
Clean look by Zave. He had the shot. He had everybody beat. But it's like trying to throw a fastball left-handed. If you're a righty, you can't do it.
Endu called for the foul underneath the bucket. That's his third personal in this first half, and he's going to come off. Melifonwu will come back on. Those guys, Sue, a lot of fouls between the two.
What a luxury to have a 6'11 come off and have a 6'10er in his place.
And if they need to, of course, the third-string center, Chapman at 6'8", the freshman, he played pretty well in his first few minutes. Ragsdale drives in. He draws the foul. So Jalen Ragsdale is going to take two shots. Namdar commits the foul. That's his second personal. Ragsdale to shoot two. Just trying to chip away at that lead. Is this about where you would say we'd be out at halftime with a team, a 2-5 team against an 0-8 team? Ragsdale knocks down the first. 8-point difference?
I didn't have an opinion on the matter. It's just too hard to tell because the non-conference games, I can never put much stock in them.
Second one is flush for Ragsdale as well. So now the lead, 7 for HPU. In the backcourt, Penguins pressuring. Trying to get it across is Rollins. Oh, we almost had a play. That would have been sweet. They do get it across, by the way. 60 seconds left to go, first half.
I was ready to dunk it.
Is that why you were under the table? Is there a trash can to dunk it in down there? A travel for HPU. 56.9 left in the first half.
In 20 years, the ball's probably come to me in a game three times.
A couple of games ago, Ethan Estrada took one off the chin.
Not looking?
He was looking, then he turned, just didn't move the head out of the way. I caught it, though. I just wanted to add that.
All right.
45 seconds. Jurevich, mid-range jumper from the baseline. No good. Foy pulls down the rebound. 12-second differential between game and shot clock. Penguins will get one more possession. Rollins walks it up. Tarpley on the right wing. Melifonwu just inside the key straight away to Foy on the far side, who bounces it into Tarpley. On the left block, he tries to go up and around Williams, J, and he travels. Timeout, Penguins with 25.3 left. Booker T. Harris, what do you think he's going to draw up here with 25.3 left? They'll probably hold for the last shot. Who is your man here at the end of the first half?
I'm going to go Averbuch. They're going to be expecting Jurevic down low. But Lazar, on that last pull-up fadeaway he just had from about 12 or 13 feet, it wasn't solid. There's something in his stroke that's not right. I got to believe it's that left shoulder. So I think they're going to fake it down low and kick it out to Averbuch straight away, just off to the left side. Averbuch loves the three from just left of center.
I guarantee it's not going to happen because it's Mays, Williams, Ragsdale, and Yurovich on the floor as the clock rolls. He's not in the game. As Jordan Williams walks it up with 17 seconds. I hate to burst your bubble.
Yeah, well,
that was a good pick. If you're in the game, he may touch the ball. 10
right.
seconds.
I think it's Rags then.
Ragsdale has it now with 6, Williams 5. Jordan Williams with 3 picks up a screen, 2, hucks it up, and it deadens on the back of the rim. So the halftime score, HPU 36, Penguins 29, and a 7-point HPU lead going into the locker room at halftime.
A 7-point lead, you'd take that coming in. But really, the Penguins didn't play their best in the first half. They're playing at about 70%. And, I don't want to say disappointing, but they're just not inspired right now. And they're inconsistent, yeah. So I'm not sure what to expect. Hopefully Booker's figured something out. The guys are in the clubhouse already. And Forrest and I will be back with the second half. Coming up, we have a 15-minute break. Center Rafael Theater.
Yep.
And so we have some words from Rafael Theater, then some music, then the second half. Stay with us, Penguin Radio.
If you're looking for a fun way to get away from the grind of homework and quizzes, then the California Film Institute has you covered. One of the largest nonprofit film organizations in the Bay Area, the CFI proudly owns and operates the Christopher B. Smith Rafael Film Center on 4th Street in downtown San Rafael. The Rafael Theater is open year-round and is home to the prestigious Mill Valley Film Festival and the Docklands Documentary.
Yes. All right, everybody, we're back. Thankfully, Penguin Radio on the air. Forrest and Stu, second half, 36-29. Women lost. Penguin men looking to avenge the tough starter tonight. And it was tough. 5 seconds to go before we start the second half. It's going to be HPU ball. And there's the buzzer. Namdar will bring it in, and Forrest will bring it to you.
It'll be Namdar, Rollins, hello, Fonwu. They only have 4? No, they only have 4. I usually do that.
They wouldn't do that.
Foy and Blaine out there moving from our right to left. For the Penguins, Ragsdale, Averbuck, Chris Williams, Jordan Williams, and Yurtovich. Foy on the left side. 15 seconds gone here in the second half. Loses the handle. Now he'll dump out to Rollins, who taps his head. 10 seconds to shoot here on the shot clock for Rollins. Melifonwu, jumper just past the free throw line. And he knocks it down, and that's how our second half gets underway. 38-29. There's that 9-point shark lead that they could not eclipse in the first half. Chris Williams on the floor. Played only 6 minutes in the first half. So it was Jordan Williams has a 3 go in and out. And Blaine pulls down the board. Surprising to see that Chris only played 6 or so minutes in that first half. With how much of a presence he's been the last 2 years. Blaine inside, lays it in, taps the glass. And now an 11-point lead for HPU. Chris Williams on the right wing has it, picked up a screen from Averbuck, tosses to the far side, that's Jordan Williams. Yurovich inside, dumps off Chris Williams, driving baseline, boy, that door shut, and he dishes to Yurovich inside, who lays it in with the left hand. The Melifonwu cut off the lane for Chris, who then dished it inside to Lazar. 40-31, Penguins trail by 9, and Melifonwu goes up and draws the foul from Lazar, who now bends and holds his left knee. That foul on Yurovich will be his second, team's first here in the second half. Melifonwu with the line. He'll shoot to the 6'10" senior from San Diego. It is up and good. So both big men so far shoot the free throws pretty well.
Yeah, I'm surprised Melifonwu has such a nice, soft hands. He can shoot it from beyond the free throw line.
Second one's up and off the front of the rim. Blaine with the rebound, dish out to Namdar, who puts up a three, and he got it. 44-31. Timeout on the floor with 18:20 left. A quick timeout. And a delay of game warning has been called on whom, I don't know. A delay of game warning is all I heard, and he didn't point to either bench. Our official. So with 18:20, a timeout called by Booker T. Harris early on here in this second half. What do you think is on Coach Booker's mind at the moment, beside the fact that they haven't scored here in the second half?
Well, first off, I think the delay of game is on HPU because their guys came running out on the floor thinking that it was substitution time, but it really was timeout time. Mm-hmm. Although there was a bunch of confusion, so I'm not positive, but that was my impression. But a warning doesn't mean much. But I was going to say, the free throw miss and subsequent tray ball by Nima Namdar shows you how you can make a quick 5 or 6 points without doing much. You get the layup, get the free throw. In this case, he had two free throws. Missed the second one, and the rebound, the Penguins couldn't box him out, and Namdar heaved up the tray ball.
Romeo Mays checks back into the ball game, first time here in the second half. Trying to wake up this offense. 18-12 to go. Ragsdale foot fake. Has Foy on him in the corner, near corner. Jurevich pump fakes from outside the arc, dumps to Mays. Now Chris Williams has it on the far side, and Mays took a knee where you don't want to take a knee. Ragsdale has it rejected by the 6'10" Melifonwu, and Mays is still slow to move around.
Melifonwu came over and absolutely one of those.
Inbound goes to Jordan Williams, the jumper no good.
One of the long arms came over and laid down the law.
And now a delay of game is called on Jordan Williams, and the first time I've ever heard an official use the word flop. Usually that's what we use to describe someone who's trying to draw the foul and doesn't get in, right, by going flying. Jordan Williams on the jumper there. Did he land on the defender's feet or not? I don't know, but he hit the deck very hard. And 21, Jordan Williams, the delay of game warning. Romeo Mays is fouled.
Romeo Mays has been fouled a couple times tonight, one officially and one not.
The other one was just foul play, that's all. This one is on Melifonwu, his first personal. Mays probably still feeling the effect from the first one that wasn't called.
Unable to take a deep breath, frankly.
17.5 left in the second half, Penguins trail by 13. Ragsdale on the left wing drives in, kicks to Romeo Mays, and it was picked off by Foy. Namdar on the left wing, 25 to shoot, almost a full shot clock for the Sharks. Blaine goes around Mays, and the layup's no good. It came flying in, was Rollins, who couldn't get the putback. Here is Ragsdale, kick to the far corner, CW2, puts up a three, and it rattles all the way around, spins out. Lazar the rebound, hands to Jordan Williams, who lays it in. HPU by 11 now. Namdar near side. Melifonwu inside. On the block. He's got a couple inches on Lazar. And he decides to toss out. And now they're throwing it away. Jordan Williams takes it all the way across. All 94 feet. He lays it in and a timeout. Hawaii Pacific. It's now a 9-point Shark lead after Jordan Williams steals the pass and takes it all the way to the rim. NCAA Division II, men's basketball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
16:35 to go, everybody. The Penguins trail by 9.
Put this on a loop. How do you put it on a loop?
I don't know. Soren had it on a loop.
There we go.
There we go. Dominican University of California. Yeah, that's right. We're between semesters.
And we're still here.
And we're all on Christmas break, except us.
You going anywhere?
Going to the Conlon Center on Saturday at 2 and 4 o'clock. Women against Chaminade at 2. And then the dudes right here at the Conlon Center, 4 o'clock. That's this Saturday. The last two basketball matches of 2019. Home matches, I should say.
Yeah. They go to SoCal, I believe. Do they go to SoCal? Maybe. No, they don't.
All right, we're back underway. Namdar at the top of the key gets it over to Foy, left wing, good. And that falls like it fell out of the sky, 47-35. Penguins trail. Williams top of the key against Namdar. Head fake, left side. As Hirbod down low, intended for Lazar. 16 minutes exactly, timeout on the floor. It's a media timeout.
NCAA D2 men's basketball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Oh, no offense here in the second half for Booker and the guys so far in the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, it seems like at halftime, the only team to figure something new out, it looked like to me, was the Sharks. They have managed to figure out exactly how to draw the Penguin defenders down low and then kick out and fire the three, something that they all do very well.
Even the mid guys. We haven't seen them shoot a three yet, but we know they can shoot.
No, but we've seen Melifonwu with the long deuce and the soft hands, and pretty tough combo when you're 6'10 and you can shoot softly from 18 feet. And Melifonwu can do it, and he's done it. And I don't know how you guard against that. Because when you've got a 6'10 three-point shooter, there's no defending that. All you got to do is, so you force him back, and now he's at 19-9, and he can still make it. Tough. A tough combo. 12-point game, 16 minutes to go. And here's Forrest.
Hirbod will inbound. Jordan Williams on the far side. Clock rolls inside 16 minutes. Jordan Williams, Chris Williams with six to shoot. Chris Williams has it behind the back. Dribble two to shoot in the lane as it poked away. And that'll be a shot clock violation. And it rolled out of bounds at any rate. Only charged with one turnover there, though. 15:45 to go. 47-35, Penguins trail. And Endu has checked into the game to give Melifonwu a breather. And those two guys got to be pretty appreciative of each other, too. Knowing that they don't have to be in there the whole game. Both 6'10", 6'11".
Yeah, what a luxury.
Rollins, Blaine, jumper from the right elbow, and that's good.
You know, Ron Blaine is 6'5", seems small by comparison, but he's also got soft hands.
Jordan Williams upended right in front of us. That foul is on David Rollins, his first personal. Team second.
When he came down, the first thing to hit the floor were not his feet. That's always painful.
Hirbod right in front of the Penguin bench, just to our right, dumps inside. Jurevich puts his shoulder in Endu and feeds Hirbod, who has it tipped straight up into the air, and it almost went in the basket anyway. 15-10 to go in the ball game. Rollins bounce pass, Blaine near block, working on Mays, spin move, left hand, no. Mays with the rebound. 15 minutes to go exactly. Chris Williams bringing it up very quickly. Hands to Jordan Williams on the right wing. Hirbod straight away. Ball fake, and he traveled. Turnover, the unforced error. And Foy tosses it into Rollins, who will walk it up the floor. Rollins straight away, passes left to Foy on the wing. Back to Rollins, far side Namdar, Blaine in the corner. They're working it all the way around the arc into the near corner now. Namdar drives in, jump stop, kick to the far corner. Rollins for three, no, off the rim. Herbod with the rebound. He'll bring it up the floor. Crossing the half court line. Jumper from the free throw line is short, and it may have been tipped. And they're going to say it was not tipped, but Herbod was fouled, in fact, by David Rollins. That's his second personal third team foul. That'll send Herbod to the line.
We don't see them all.
I can barely see.
I didn't see that one.
First one's good for Herbod. Tommy Fauska checks in for Lazar Jurevich. Second one for Herbod is up and through. Full court pressure put on by Booker T. Harris. Three Penguins in the backcourt. Rollins gets it across. Near side, Foy. Back to Rollins. Namdar. Rollins from very deep straight away, and he missed it deep. Chris Williams with the rebound, bringing it the other way. 14 minutes to go. Herbod saves it from going into the Penguin bench. Mays pump fakes, drives on Indu. Floater from the lane, and Romeo Mays with a soft two from 6 feet. Sharks by 11, 49-38. Foy. The Namdar back to Foy. Playing catch with each other. Foy, top of the key. Three ball. No. A little deep. Mays with the board. 13 and a half to go in the ball game. Penguins need some life on offense. Herbod. Right wing. Dump inside. That's Fauska on the baseline. Goes around and do fakes the reverse and goes up. Timeout. HPU. After the layup went by Tommy Fauska. And now our official at the center of the house is going to talk to Mays and Blaine. As we try and listen on the conversation, could not quite catch what our official was telling the two, Blaine and Mays, but both seemed to agree with whatever they were being instructed. Penguins trail by only 8. Here with 13:16 left to go in the game. A pretty clean game here so far in the second half. Almost 7 minutes gone and just 4 fouls between the two teams. 3 for HPU. Penguins needing still some life on offense. As we come out of the timeout, it'll be Tarpley, Namdar, Ketchel, Foy, and Chapman, the 5 for HPU, Mays, Herbod, Ragsdale, Williams, Fauska for the Penguins. Defensively, as they'll go into a 2-3 zone. The Penguins will on defense. Hetchel, Foy left wing, back to Hetchel on the logo. Namdar on the far side now on the wing, dribbles in, kicks to Hetchel. Playing pass back with each other. Namdar inside Chapman on the free throw line with his back to the bucket. Kicks out to Hetchel, into the corner, Namdar fakes a shot, pulls up from just inside the arc, off the rim, off the glass, and through the bucket it goes, 51-41, Sharks again by double digits. Penguins on offense to our right, Jordan Williams on the right wing, tosses to Fauska straight away, now on the far side, Herbod fakes the three, drives in, goes behind the back, pulls up a long two, off the rim, Tarpley with the board. Sharks by 10 still, Ketchel, into the corner. Namdar pumps the three. Now back to Ketchel, who will walk to his right. 18 to shoot. Foy far side. Ball fake. Cross court to Namdar on the left wing. Pulls up for three, and Namdar hits. 54-41. Sharks by 13. Fresh legs getting ready to come back into the game for Booker T. Harris. Ragsdale between the legs to Jordan Williams. Fauska, extended right block, drives baseline, pump fakes, goes up, no good, gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. That'll be on Chapman, the big man underneath. His third personal, fourth team foul for the Sharks. Immediate timeout, 11:50 left to go here in the second half. NCAA Division II men's basketball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and still searching offensively at the Penguins for a little bit of life here in the last half of the second half.
Unfortunately, they seem a little lifeless. It's the one thing they're lacking is that spirit. They're playing fine. They're okay. I don't think they're playing terribly. I mean, this is not a bad team. But cumulatively, they are playing without a lot of spirit right now. And when you're just going through the motions, it's tough to beat a team that's keyed up like HPU. And I don't know if you can tell, if you can, you can certainly instill that and you can certainly teach that, but can you say, can you turn it on or ask your team to turn it on demand? And I think the answer is no. They either feel it or they don't. And for the Penguins to be successful, they're going to need to feel it.
Well, that's an everyday routine, too. They've had 9 days off. And on those 9 days off, you have to go through that routine every day, even in practice every day.
Fauska, easier said than done.
That's absolutely right. Fauska makes the first.
Now, here's the guy who does not lack spirit or spark.
Or toughness.
That's right. Fauska's a really good get.
Never heard a cowbell in here before. Tonight's the first night. Fauska missed the second. I'm sure you've heard a ton of cowbells in your day. In fact, you've heard a lot of noise-making machines in this building in your day as Namdar's three goes halfway down and out. Ragsdale.
Drums and garbage can lids.
Ragsdale misses the layup. Fauska gets it stripped. The second chance is good. There's the toughness from Fauska and an and-one opportunity. I was going to make an Astros joke, but I guess I'll leave that one alone.
On the way down, the ball came off the bottom of the backboard, and a second of three attempts hits Fauska in the foot, bounces right into his hands, and he's able to put it back up. But it definitely came off of his toe.
That's the first personal for Foy, team's fifth, and Fauska hits the and one and directly comes out of the game, or immediately, rather, comes out of the game as Yurovich comes in.
Single-digit game.
9 points, 54-45, 11 15 to go in the ball game. Ketchel near side gets it across. Chapman in the corner. Back to Foy, way out straight away. As we approach 11 minutes, just about halfway through this second half. Tarpley kicks to Foy. Three ball straight away off the back of the rim, straight up into the air, and it hit that cord that holds up the basket, which is out of bounds, so the Penguins will get the ball. Ragsdale brings it up, and play has been stopped. They're going to take 4 seconds off the shot clock and the game clock. Maybe only 3 seconds. You take four off the game clock and three off the shot clock. How does that add up? I'm not a math major. Now they're going to take six,
it doesn't take
seven,
one.
eight seconds off of the shot clock. Now they're going to put four back. I'm just going to. I'm going to stop trying to keep up, and I'm just going to say there's 10:51 and 26 to shoot. How's that?
That's perfect.
All right. Jordan Williams into the corner. Chris Williams for three, a little bit deep. Rebound by Ketchel. 10:40 to go. As he'll bring it up. Foy right side to Tarpley. Holds it high above his head now to Foy. Back to Ketchel. 18 to shoot. 9-point game. Tarpley inside. Chapman throws it down over two, not one, two Penguin defenders. 56-45. That's a third string center, Mr. Stuart Horn.
That's the first hammer jam we've seen of the night.
Jordan Williams on the far side, holding onto it. Now Ragsdale straight away. Dumps in Yurovich, working on Chapman. Yurovich strongly with the left hand.
You got to answer Chapman's hammer jam with some good old-fashioned, tough, down-low basketball.
9-point shark lead inside of 10 minutes. Foy far side. Tarpley baseline. Dump into Chapman, and he's bodied hard. Looked like it was Sam. We'll wait for the official.
Body ball.
Now we're going to have a talking to with the HPU side. And they're going to call it on Chris Williams. That'll be his third. They had a conversation with Blaine and Mays. And now our official is talking to Coach Darren Vorderbrugge.
You remember Vorderbrugge from last year from the tournament.
One of the toughest coach names I've had to say in my life. First one's good for Chapman. Blaine back in. He'll come in for Tarpley. It's been a physical game, I think, to say the least. Second one for Chapman. It almost didn't hit anything, but it just did nick the front of the rim, and Jurevich has the rebound. Williams tosses to Averbuch. Jurevich out on that far wing, hands to Jordan Williams. Now 15 to shoot, drives in baseline, kick to the corner. Williams pumps the three, now dumps to Jurevich inside. He lays it in.
Lazar is very dependable down low. It's getting the ball to him that's the tough part. But once he's got it, it's money.
8-point Shark lead, 57-49. Chapman on the right elbow, out to Foy, far side. Gadgets, 10 to shoot. Ketchel, 7, goes left 6, drives in 5, kicks out 3, loose ball. Ragsdale has it, he's all alone, and he's gonna slam it home. Jalen Ragsdale, the 6-foot junior from Stockton, throws it down.
And that was a two-handed hammer jam for Ragsdale.
He picked it off at half court, looked around and said, here we go. He knew what he was going to do with it. Foy on the wing. Straight away, Ketchel. 10 to shoot. Far corner. Gadges for 3. 60-51. Gadges hits from downtown and leads back to 9. Man, that's not a stab in the gut. After the Penguins had a little mojo going there, Ragsdale on his way to the bucket, he's fouled. That foul's going to be on Chapman. His 4th personal, 6th team foul. Ragsdale's going to shoot 2 and for the final 8-14. I'll hand it over to Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Forrest. There's the Penguins. Bring it within 8. Ragsdale, and remember, he was the runner-up in the slam dunk competition before the season started.
I thought he was going to win it. He was my vote to win, actually.
He's got incredible hops. Second one's good. Ragsdale, 80-plus percent from the line. Penguins trail by only 7. Make it 10. After the 3 ball is launched by Gorgeous, the 6'1 freshman out of Santa Barbara. Rags answers. Jay Will on the way to Lazar. In, out, wow. And back in, 63-55.
Never seen it spin around the rim 3 times that quickly. That thing was moving.
7:45 in the clock rolls. Gadges, right side. Williams all over him. Averbuch, too aggressive on the D. That's the 3rd on Sammy. First time I've ever called him Sammy. I've never heard anybody call him Sammy.
Called him Sammy in high school.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, we're calling him Sammy tonight, 63-55. Averbuch, with 7:34 to go, Averbuch picks up the foul, and on the other side of this break, we're going to have the shots. All of a sudden, the Penguins are playing inspired ball.
It's within reach.
8 points with 7:34 to go. Well within reach. That's only a couple stops right there.
Maybe you should go over and yell at them. Maybe you're the inspiring one here, because right after you said that, they turned it up to about 8.
If I went in there, I'd give them an elbow. Romeo Mays has had enough of that tonight.
Yeah, everywhere.
7:34 to go, everybody. 63-55, Penguin Radio, another full night of DU basketball. Our next broadcast comes Saturday. Chaminade, the Silver Swords are going to be here in the Conlon Center. 2 o'clock ladies, 4 o'clock dudes. Every shot we'll have for you. Just checking the stat sheet. Dominican dominating in the paint with 40 points against HBU's 18.
That's surprising to me. Same with the rebounds. They only trail by 4 in the rebound category.
It's all off the bench, though, 22-14. in favor of HBU, and that's the difference, 63-55. And the clock rolls. Penguins on defense as Rollins brings it up and whistles before the shot can go. Rollins just going through the motion.
Shot clock didn't start.
So Rollins will try it again. In fact, they'll get it off to Godges to Rollins. And now the clock rolls, and the shot clock is rolling too, I'm happy to report.
Uh-huh.
Blaine drives in right side, slams into Sam, off to Melon Fonwu. And Melifonwu bashed off the defender, and the Penguins get the ball back. 7:19 to go. There are more HBU fans here than Dominican fans.
There's no class. Everybody's home. Look at me making excuses.
Yeah, 63-55. Jay Will down low to Sam. CW2, pump fake, left side, nothing. That went out of bounds 100% off of Blaine.
And they're going to give HPU the ball? I saw what you saw. Sometimes
it went off of two Sharks players.
I saw two Sharks converge and it go out of bounds.
There were no Dominicans anywhere near it.
I'm just as confused as you are.
And now, Penguin bench wants a moving screen called. Instead, it's on Mateen Hirbaud.
I'll tell you what, this game has just come to a screeching halt. About
Hirbaud
after we hit 9 minutes.
To the bench as Ragsdale re-enters with Jay Will and Averbuck, with Seawill and Lazar. Jay Will forces the issue, and the ball pops up and runs wildly toward Blaine. Rollins, top of the key. Jordan Williams getting his way, and another foul is called. And Williams reaching in. And that's his second. .632 to go in this one, everybody.
We have a coach's box warning on the Penguins. It's like the penalty box.
Yeah.
I've never heard that called in the game before.
Keith Lime, I need to sit down. I don't think the assistants can stand a whole lot before they get rung up. Penguins on defense, off to our left now. Rollins goes back and forth between the legs. Gets it off to Godges. A Hail Mary three doesn't come close to the bucket, or the backboard for that matter. Shot clock violation.
I'm anticipating this game to get more and more physical in the last 6 or so minutes. I wouldn't be surprised if, I don't know what we're going to see, but it's going to be a lot more physical.
Lazar down low. Lazar spin move over Blaine. Good. 63-57. The Penguins are now well within striking distance. 5:45 as the clock rolls. Melifonwu down low against Lazar. Heaves up an air ball and throws it out of bounds.
That Averbuck-Blaine matchup is going to be something to watch. That's two consecutive offensive possessions for HPU that Blaine and Averbuck have been nose-to-nose, hip-to-hip down low. One or if not both of them have hit the floor.
Everybody's on the floor and they're back up now after the squeegees have come out. 5:38 to go, 63-57. The Penguins trail in this one. And the clock rolls, 5.5. Jay Will's got it. Both teams looking for their first conference victory. Jordan Williams from the right wing fires a long deuce. A 4-point ball game. And the Sharks throw it out of bounds as both teams go after the ball. They slam it in media row, and the Penguins get the ball back.
Williams and Blaine run into each other. It goes out off of Blaine.
Golly. Both players just slammed into the front of media row.
Cameron Figueroa is running the clock over here, and she didn't even move. I'd have been under the table.
Yeah.
Stu.
I hear you. Coming up on 5 minutes. 4-point ball game. Averbuck, top of the key. Lazar, three. In and out. Blaine with a rebound.
Someone's feeling it.
When is the last time you saw Lazar Yurevich shoot a three? Inside of 5 minutes.
Middle school.
63-59. Blaine down low. Uh-oh. Endu gets the feed from Blaine in the left post, and that's the second hammer jam of the night for the Sharks. Soft jumper, J. Will, right side, keeps the Penguins right there, 65-61. And a big answer from the team leader, Jordan Williams. Endu against Lazar. Top of the key, back over to Namdar. Now Blaine, the most physical of the big men for sure. Soft pulls up with a softie from 6 feet good. pardon me, fans. Rollins with a rebound after the Penguins cannot convert. Blaine brings it up, Namdar. We're inside of 4 minutes. Blaine fires a three from straight away. That big fella's got soft hands, and real quickly, it's 9 points. Timeout on the floor with 3:37 and 70-61. Jordan Williams is pumped, and that's an understatement and a half. The last two times Jordan Williams has left the floor for us,
he's very vocalized right now. Maybe a little bit of frustration, maybe just trying to light the fire.
9 points in 3.5 minutes. Plenty of time. It's the old Scott Davis rule. One of the great coaches in Dominican history used to say 11 in 3 minutes is absolutely doable. Well, the Penguins are way inside that with 9 in 3 minutes. 3.5, in fact. All the time in the world. It's got to be patient. A couple stops and a couple scores. Trading baskets is not an option at this point, though. The Penguins, if they want to win their first conference game, they're going to have to fight hard for it. Down 9. HPU is going to spot them 9 with 3.5 to go.
Well, and I think it's a blessing that you're down 9, considering HPU's hit 10 more three-pointers in the game. 10, that's 30 more points from beyond the arc. And it's a 9-point game?
Penguins dominating the paint.
That's right. A 20-point advantage in the paint.
It's all about those three-pointers that HPU has managed tonight.
Keep doing what you're doing offensively and close out on shooters beyond the arc in the final 3.5.
Jordan Williams brings it up. Fauska to Lazar. Oh, Lazar thinking about the long two off the elbow. Down low to Lazar, up against Blaine, scores a two, sends Blaine to the floor, and it's a foul.
Blaine just got a technical foul.
Blaine was teed up for flopping.
Was
another
it?
Flop? So the delayed technical is called on Blaine for flopping. That'll put... That will put... Chris Williams on the line, and he makes it.
There's no foul. It's going to be a flop. They already got a flop warning, so no foul is going to be accredited to Blaine, but the flop does give the Penguins one. That's why it was only one free throw, not two. It was a delayed technical. That's what the explanation was.
A delayed technical gave Chris Williams the shot, but not the possession.
Right, because it was for a flop. It was not a personal foul on Blaine. A lot of flopping going on, like fish in a barrel.
Well, they're trying to cut down on the fish on the deck.
The Sharks are on land, so maybe that's why.
3:14 to go. Don't go SpongeBob on me. Penguins trail by 6. Another nail biter coming down the stretch. Blaine at the top of the key. Penguins on defense. Heavy D with Foy. Back to the top. Ketchel against J-Will. And it's on Ketchel.
The 40,000 officials in the house don't like it.
Yeah. Everybody gets it. 2:53.
It's got to be rough to be an official, man. Either if somebody loves you, then that means somebody else is hating you. That's a tough life.
You never make a call where everybody loves you. Half the crowd always hates you. Namdar is out. Tarpley is back in. Fauska brings it in the backcourt. Penguins moving from our left to right. We're inside of 3 minutes, 70-64. CW2, top of the key, three ball Lazar. Missed it way right.
Why is Chris running after that, Stu? It's touched by two Sharks going into the Penguin bench. Luckily, the Penguins, it looks like, are going to get it back. But, man, that was off of two Sharks, and Foy was sprinting for it, and Chris dove for it. He's lucky he didn't touch it.
I thought he did.
I thought he did, too.
Inbounds. Penguins get it. Driving left side. J-Will forces the issue. And it's 70-66. 2:26 to go. And do. Turnaround jumper. Tavoy. Tavon Tarpley goes. And it's 6 points, coming up on 2 minutes. It's a two-possession game. J-Will pulls up with a soft jumper, left wing, good. 72-68, 2 minutes exactly. Penguins on D. Rollins. Left side, Foy. Down low to Endu, whistles. I think it's on Tommy. Fauska picks up his third. Six on the team. Rollins to bring it in on the short side. 1:48 to go. 72-68. The Penguins must get a stop right here or it's over. Blaine to the top of the key. Foy. Williams on him. Chris Williams follows him in. Lazar gets an arm in there. Endu comes down with it. Foul, Jordan Williams. Williams picks up his third. 94 seconds to go. Chidozie Endu is on the line, the 6'11 junior.
It's 2 for 2.
And now it's 3. Out of Lagos, Nigeria. And Fauska leaves the floor for the final time, I do believe. Let the hair out. Endu makes them both. The big fella's got the hands. And that may have been the golden touch. 74-68. Uh-oh. Chris Williams has it at midcourt. 15 on the shot clock. Ragsdale, who's been doubled just about all night. Right side, Sam, three ball, missed it way left. Ragsdale with a rebound. Down low, Lazar, up and under. He got the reverse layup as Endu dropped the hands, 1:03 to go. Penguins are still within reach, 74-50. Penguins looking for their first conference win. Blaine, top of the key. The two-possession game. Blaine drives in left side. The Penguins left the restricted area totally uncovered. Blaine scores. Shot on goal right side. J-Will, no. Lazar is there for the putback and is fouled. So Yurovic will go to the line. 40.6 seconds to go, everybody. Yurovic, if he makes one, The Penguins will be one shot away.
They're trying to figure out how many team fouls there are. Nine on the board. They were keeping Tommy out because they thought it was 10. Now Tommy's going to come in because it is going to be a one-and-one opportunity, I believe.
Sharks have committed nine. The Penguins have committed seven.
Could be wrong. Could be two. No, it is one-and-one.
And he makes the first one. And now he brings... This brings an opportunity for Lazar Jurevic to bring Booker and the guys. 76-72 now. Oh, they adjusted the board. Timeout. Sharks couldn't get the ball in.
Yeah, Jordan Williams getting banged around there. Coming off a screen. Gets elbowed. Loses his feet. Finally gets back to his man. Doesn't allow the pass to come in. Gets knocked around again and forces Hawaii Pacific to call the timeout, which I believe is their last. This full court heat right now for Coach Booker. If they can do it again, worked pretty well there. Jordan Williams, the key factor defensively on why the ball was not able to be inbounded. But what are you going to do offensively when you get the ball back? That's the bigger question. You got to go quickly. Trailing by four. You gotta think they go for a quick two.
I throw it as hard as I can to Jurevic.
You're going to need two defensive stops here. One here, a quick turnover, get the ball.
Jurevic down low. Get the stop, get the steal. That's where Ragsdale could play a huge role.
If HPU gets the ball in here, you can maybe see Booker call for a foul too. But who do you foul? You can't foul the big guys. They're perfect on the night.
They haven't missed a free throw, have they? 76-72. 40.4 seconds. Penguin women lost earlier. In what turned out to be kind of a blowout.
I've never seen another team put up 100 on a Tim Lacoste coached team.
I don't think I have either, and it was 103 at the end. 76-72. Here we go, everybody. Sharks inbounds. Penguins with the backcourt pressure, big time. They move it all the way to Blaine at the other end. All alone, Blaine with 34 seconds, and he's fouled by Fauska.
Lightly.
You're not kidding. I don't even know that. The ref wasn't even in a position. He was dead behind Fauska. How could he even see it?
Fauska came up, chopped his feet to stop behind Blaine, and the whistle was blown. Almost as if they were anticipating a quick foul.
So Tommy's out, and Averbuck's back in. CW2 is out there with Jay Will and Lazar.
That's what Tommy says. He came off the floor. So I was just trying to get into position.
And Rags. Blaine toes the line. On the way. Perfect. And now it's five. And that's a lot different than four. And Blaine bent at the waist, drops the second one. It's still two possessions, but they better do it quickly. Jay Will, kick over to CW2, three ball deep. Penguins can't get the rebound. Foy hauls it in. 25.2 seconds and he's fouled. So Averbuck did what he had to do, and that's foul. And now both teams with nine. Foy, the 6'4" sophomore out of Newcastle, Australia, on the line, and he missed it by a mile. Jalen with the rebound. Jay Will brings it up, 20 seconds. Three ball on the way. Missed it. Left. Rollins hits the deck. And CW2 pushed him. With 18.7 seconds to go, the Sharks' lead is six, 78-72. However, David Rollins has a chance to make it seven, and it is.
And the light is fading from the Penguins as it's now 80-72. Jay Will drives hard to the hoops, left side, missed it. Blaine with the rebound. And Blaine will bring it up and slow things down. And Rollins will hold it. And the Penguins are going to let the clock roll. And there's your buzzer. And the final is 80-72. And the Sharks move out of the cellar for us with that. They improved to 1 win and 3 losses in conference. The Penguins moved to 0-3 in conference. And a pretty decent team, Forrest, and surprisingly have not tasted victory at any level yet this season.
Yeah, you know, they're going to fall to 0-9 and 0-3 in conference. And you and I have said it. There haven't been many games this year where you look at the box score or the final score and think they just didn't belong on the floor with the team that night. There have been many games. There's a 5-point loss, a 6-point loss, a 1-point loss, a 4-point loss, 8-1, and now tonight's going to be, what, 8? Just a couple possessions. They're a couple of possessions away. An 8-point loss tonight. They could easily be 500 or a game below 500 right now at 4-5. I just think that they are a couple more defensive stops and maybe another 3-point basket or 5 away.
Been a lot of entertaining basketball this year, I will say, with a couple of 1-point losses.
Right. And you just can't shoot 6.7% from 3. You can't do it.
You can't do it.
You can't go 1 for 15 and let them go 11 for 24, have them hit 10 more threes and only lose by 8. I mean, that is remarkable.
There are a couple places that you can look that are sore spots for the squad. Otherwise, the team seems pretty good. You know, having watched 20 years of Dominican basketball, I can tell you, this team is a whole lot better than this record would suggest. But this record suggests that they have problems.
Well, I just also want to point out, too, there's only 3 seniors on this team. So that's another thing to look at. I don't want to, you know, that's the bright spot. That's the bright spot.
Yeah, but you're not going to be here to enjoy when the team gets mature.
Maybe that's what the problem is.
Well, I will. I'll be here. All right, everybody. Well, Penguins get swept tonight. Big time. Women get woofed. The guys died by 8. First time in the Lacoste era a team has come in and scored over 100 points.
Usually they're the ones putting up the century mark.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enough of the fun and frivolity. Forrest and I and Soren will be back Saturday afternoon as Chaminade, the Silver Swords, will be here. 2 o'clock women, 4 o'clock dudes. The final 2 basketball matches that afternoon of the 2019 calendar year. And then we're going to be off for almost a full month until we do it again. So until then, for Soren O'Connell, Forrest Hunt, yours truly, Stuart Horn, saying so long from the Conlin Center, and thank you for spending your evening with us. See you Saturday.